the other thing we're talking about is, you know, if you get a chance to put on that jersey, you know, every night, take advantage of the opportunity you have, because, you know, there's some guys who would love to get that chance that they're getting. So take advantage of it. And for the most part, guys are.
Great. And 2-0 the final score. Jamie Phillips gets the shutout, 19 saves on 19 shots, his second shutout already of the season, third of his career. And not an easy game to be a goaltender in when you're not getting a whole lot of opportunity.
No. He did play well. You know, isolated chance. I think we charted that maybe 7 scoring chances in the game, what we call grade A, that you know, that he's got to stop. And then I think we had 18 in the game. So now we had that moment that things got a little tense where they actually, the puck went in the net. You know, there's a shot on goal, and big number 29 on Anchorage was standing right in the crease, right on top of Jamie, and the puck came up into his body, and he just ever so slightly just moves his arm forward and catches the puck like it was coming up to his body, and he just sort of, you know, reacts and hits it and goes in the net, and the goal was waved
off. Did you see the overhead on that? Did you finally?
Yeah,
get
I did.
Okay,
yeah, I did.
We didn't get a chance.
You could
see that
ever so slightly, but my main concern is trying to tell the referees there's a new rule in college hockey now. Even if the goalie's out of the crease and you interfere with them, and you know, if he's trying to, like, let's say reach for the puck and you bump his hand, or as you're skating by and he's outside of the crease, that's no goal, because you have to let the goaltender have the opportunity to play the puck. And that was my contention. I wanted to make sure they understood that before they even went to the goal. So some people probably see me over there, and I'm not yelling at them. I'm just trying to tell them, hey, you know, make sure that new rule, the goalie has to have the opportunity to play the puck. And their guy is, he's a big guy. He's 6'4", 225, and he's in the goal crease, and he's standing right on top of our goalie. There used to be an old rule that anytime a offensive player went in the goal crease, they had an automatic whistle, and that's no longer. Right. So, but anyway, it's a good call. It was the right call. Like I said, just a tense moment there for us, because that would have, you know, really changed how the game was
played. Yeah, with 5 minutes left. You're talking about Scott Allen, by the
Scott
way,
Allen,
6'3",
yeah,
from Edmonton. I think he's going to be a pretty good pro player
somewhere. Oh, he is. What's his weight there, Dirk?
He is 207.
Is that all? Wow, and he moves well.
He looks
well.
More than that.
Oh,
yeah.
He's light on his feet. He's got that quickness. Yeah, he's got a chance to play at the next level, no question.
Yeah, well, it's funny, you know, a lot of my friends on Sunday talking about guys that they noticed, his name came up right away, number 29.
Well, he's big. You'd notice him because of his size, but you also notice him because he gets around the sheet. You know, he's a good skater. He's light on his feet, and he's got good hands. You know, he's got a little bit of everything. So we won't be sorry to see him gone from their team next year.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Again, the final shots on Friday night, 46-19 in favor of the Huskies. We get the one power play goal. We're 1-for-4 on the man advantage. Notable, I thought, 15 power play shots on goal. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we moved the puck around pretty well, but they did a good job of collapsing, and you know, didn't give us a lot of open looks. The ones we did have, we didn't cash in on. We didn't score on our best chances again, Dirk. Yeah, you know, we had some outstanding chances, and we just couldn't capitalize, and we let them hang around, which is what you don't want to do.
And the Seawolves were 0-for-3 on the power play Friday night with just 2 power play shots on goal. Mantha ends the game with 44 saves, Phillips with 19 on 19 shots, and gets his second shutout of the season, third of his career. We'll take a timeout. We'll recap Saturday night's win for the Huskies when we come back on the Mel Pearson Show. If you'd like to email Coach a question, it is dj@themix93.com. We're getting a lot of emails on the internet stream. It is out of our hands. Our end is good. There are power outages, we understand, up north, and pasty.net is working on getting their power restored. So we don't know anything other than that. For those of you who are emailing and some people can email back and tell them that that's the reason, even though you're probably not listening. So anyway, we'll be back with the Mel Pearson Show right after this.
Holy brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around. And if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's brisket burger stuffed with Italian sausage topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty, crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Coach's Corner Coffee Shop has a new mobile ordering app. Coffee faster than you can say.
Topingo.
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 Take it from a pro. Topingo.
Topingo.
Topingo mobile app is an easy way to order your favorite items from Coach's Corner Coffee Shop.
Topingo.
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 Coach's Corner proudly serves Starbucks coffee, sandwiches, wraps, salads, muffins, and scones. Order with
Topingo.
Download Topingo today. Coach's Corner Coffee Shop in the Michigan Tech SDC.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We just recapped Friday night's win over Anchorage. 3-1 was the final there. Let's look at Saturday. 2-0 was the final there. 3-1 on Saturday night. Let's take a look at that. And Coach, your thoughts on the first period Friday night to the first period on Saturday. Any differences, any comparisons for the Huskies?
First 5-8 minutes, no. You know, I thought our team was ready to play. We came after them hard and aggressive the first few minutes there, and obviously it resulted in a goal. And in that, you know, the goal we scored, we were in the zone for a while, and we kept the puck alive. And obviously Shane Hanna had a nice shot. We did move it around high and did some nice things in the zone. And but I thought we were ready to play. You know, I was a little concerned again. You know, you have the pregame. The last 15 to 20 minutes, and you're standing out on the ice, and you're all jacked up, ready to play, and now you gotta get yourself up and ready again. And our players did a good job at that. They stayed focused, and we're ready to go. And most importantly, you know, and we've been good other than that first weekend. We've played. I don't know if we've played from behind since that first weekend.
We have not.
We'd have to look at that.
We
and,
have not.
You know, that's. A good recipe for winning hockey is when you're playing with a lead, and really we haven't had to play from behind. So, and again, we got the lead. And you know what? I felt good about our team watching that first 5 minutes and how we came out. I felt really good. And I said, okay, here we go. You know, when that first goes in, and I'm going, boy, we're ready to really go tonight.
Shane Hanna gets his first of the season.
Capped out the center ice. Sturrows will catch up to it. Sturrows coming down, looks to pass, reaches back, sends it over for Roy. Roy with a shot, tipped in front. Redirected by David Johnstone, and that hit goaltender Matias, I believe, stayed out of the net. Centering pass by Pianola. Hanna with a shot. Oh! Oh, Shane Hanna with his first goal of the season on a great pass by Pianola from way behind the net. Huskies go up 1-0.
Great seam found there by Blake Pianola. There was a bunch of bodies kind of in the front and on the side of the net, and he saw Shane Hanna wide open at the point.
Yeah, great pass by Blake. Good vision and a real good shot by Shane. You know, he didn't fool around with it, didn't take his time. You know, he's quick, got it to the net, and shot it with some oomph. And I think it might have grazed off one of their players and went in.
Oh, really?
But,
okay.
But nonetheless, you could tell you in your call there, we had a shot by Matt Roy previous to that. So we had some good in-zone time. Reed Sturrows did a great job keeping the puck alive, and then we were in business. So, but I thought, again, after that goal, here we go. And then shortly thereafter, we get a power play. And you know, I thought we'd go out and move it around pretty good and hopefully score and then really be on our way.
The power play was struggled, I thought, even though we did get the one goal.
Yeah, they looked out of sync for whatever reason, and we made a couple adjustments. We had talked about it, but I give Alaska a lot of credit. They just you know, packed it in pretty good, and they were pretty aggressive too when they cleared the zone, and that threw us off a bit. We just weren't ready for that. I don't think our work ethic on the power play was as good as it needs to be. You know, sometimes you just relax a little bit when you get on the power play. You go, oh, are on the power play now. And the penalty killers, they're going the opposite. Wow, you know, we got to really be good, and the intensity cranks up. So anyway, some nights you just don't. I was telling Coach Sean on the bench, you know, some nights you're just